Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 135. Today we have a lot of news to talk about. So without any further ado, let's dive into the episode. So yesterday I attended the Northwest Aviation Convention, or I guess it's the Expo down in Puyallup, Washington. It was a great event, as always. Plenty of people to talk to, plenty of booths, and it was great to be able to talk to a bunch of people, different people in the industry. Alaska Airlines had some, well, I guess had one maintenance personnel there, motivating people to become an A&P, which is an aircraft and power plant mechanic. And Horizon Air was there doing recruits, I believe, or they just were there. I didn't see them do any interviews. Ranger Flight Service was there. They are a flight school. So a lot of fascinating and cool things were going on there at the convention or expo, whatever you want to call it. It is with a sad heart that I announced that Lynx Air has now stopped flying, and it's unfortunate another airline has met its demise. So it's unfortunate. And breaking news, this just broke 12 minutes ago. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines urge court to reconsider merger ruling. So I'm not going to read that article, but we will just wait and see what happens there, and then we'll talk about that in an episode. So Breeze Airways is planning its first international flight of this year. And Breeze is fast growing, and they will end Embraer operated scheduled flights by the end of 2024, using the oldest aircraft with a high seat mile cost for charter service and services instead, so they'll still have the aircraft. Having converted 10 options for its all-important Airbus A220-300s to firm orders, the carrier will transition to an old A220 fleet for normal flying. It's anticipates 90 A220s in the next 4 years, and AOG shows it will have 170-plus routes in the first half of 2024. They wrote down 2023, but I think that's supposed to be 2024. So Breeze has said that we are expecting to launch international charters this year and hope to introduce scheduled international flights next year. He was understandably coy about where its scheduled flights might be. The carrier has previously said it seeks to fly international some destinations such as the Caribbean and Mexico, and perhaps parts of Europe during the peak season. So we'll definitely keep our eyes peeled out for what happens there, and see what is in store. So the FAA panel has found that Boeing's safety culture, and I feel like we all know this already, is inadequate and confusing. The plane maker's woes continue, troubles continue for U.S. plane maker Boeing on February 26, 2024. When a new report released by the FAA concluded that there were serious flaws in the manufacturer's safety culture, the report, which Congress commissioned in the wake of two deadly Boeing 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 19, comes as yet another blow to the company following a door plug on Alaska Airlines' Boeing 737 MAX aircraft detaching mid-flight. So there's a lot that needs to happen over at Boeing. They need to work on things. So Alaska Airlines will be adding a third daily Embraer E175 from Seattle to Calgary flight this summer. Their line is increasing other Canadian routes this year as well. Though Alaska Airlines does not have a route network spanning the globe, the airline only operates Boeing 737s, as we all know, and its and has a subsidiary that operates Embraer E-175s, as well as contracts with SkyWest for regional operations. So we'll definitely be looking forward to what comes of that. There are 16 U.S.-Mexico routes at risk of cancellation if DOT shuts down Delta Aeromexico joint venture. Unfortunately, Seattle is part of it. Raleigh-Durham and quite a few other airports as well are impacted. And the Boeing board has announced that they have shut down potential headquarters move to Seattle. So the proposal will no longer be put to a shareholder vote at the manufacturer's next AGM. American Airlines will launch 9 long-haul routes this year. All of these are due to begin. American Airlines is to introduce 9 long-haul routes. While all have been disclosed before, it has worth summarizing them. 5 are brand new and 4 are resumptions, latest offering to be announced. New York JFK to Tokyo Haneda will return with almost 11 years. The long-awaited resumption was enabled by American Airlines being granted additional coveted Haneda slots at the expense of United Airlines. American, world's largest airline in many respects, operates long-haul flights from 10 U.S. airports. The coming routes are from just 4 of them, as outlined below, which I'll read. So Chicago O'Hare to Venice, that will begin June 5th and will be a daily flight operated by the 787-9, last served in 2018 and 2019, postponed due to the pandemic. Dallas-Fort Worth to Barcelona will start February 23rd, so it's already started. This will be daily route, will be operated by the 77-9, 777-200ER, and 787-8. Operates February 23rd through March 2nd. Will begin properly in April. Dallas-Fort Worth to Brisbane, October 26th. This will be a daily route operated by the 787-9. Qantas operated it between 2011 and 2014 using the 747-400. Due to headwinds back to Australia, it ran Sydney, Dallas, Brisbane, Sydney. Dallas-Fort Worth to Rio de Janeiro, Galeo. Sorry, I butchered that. It will begin October 27th. It will be a daily flight operated by the 77-8 and was last served in 2018. Then you have New York JFK to Tel Aviv, which will commence on October 26th. It will be a daily route operated by the 777-200ER. The route started in 2021 and last served in 2023, postponed due to the war. Flights may be pushed back. New York JFK to Tokyo Haneda will start June 28th and will be a daily flight operated by the 777-200ER, last started in 2013. Philadelphia to Copenhagen will be again on June 6th, will be a daily flight operated by the 787-9 Dreamliner. Philadelphia to Naples will start on June 5th, will be a daily flight operated by the 787-8. These are new startups. Philadelphia to Nice will start May 6th. It will be a daily flight operated by the 787-9 Dreamliner. So definitely looking forward to those routes starting up and resuming. A lot of great news coming from American as they look to expand their routes and resume routes that they once flew. And it's great to see airlines expand their horizon and growing as, you know, as an airline. So, there is a lot happening this month, especially here in 2024, I should say. Nigeria's Air Peace will operate flights to London Gatwick using the Boeing 77s from North Atlantic. So, that's interesting. We'll definitely keep our eyes on that. And Go First bidders reportedly planning to sell of airline assets. So, I don't think we'll see Go First ever flying again. Obviously, they have a lot of debt. They owe leasers and engine manufacturers and stuff. So they have a lot that's on their plate. And Doesn't look like we're going to see that airline ever flying again. It'd be a miracle if it ever resumes service. So, American Airlines is replacing Airbus A319 with Embraer E175 between Los Angeles and Vancouver. So that'll definitely be a different, a change, a smaller aircraft. Not a whole lot smaller, I would say. I mean, yeah, I guess it is. What am I talking about? So, United Airlines will be flying its A321neos to many destinations. Seattle is one of them. And quite a bit more airports. And I think I've already delved into that topic. So, next month, I will be flying on the Airbus A350 from Atlanta to Lima, Peru. I'll be also flying on my first Airbus A321neo from Seattle to Atlanta. I know I've covered this a little bit, but if you are new to the podcast, I just wanted to, re-inform you guys. And I'll definitely make sure to record a podcast discussing how all that goes. Anyways, this has been episode 135. We have reached season 4. Thank you for listening. Until next time, fly safe.